Blog Talk Radio.
It's indeed a pleasure to introduce to some and present to others Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, the host of WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. They may call him at time to time Dr. Lowe, Coach, the Love Guru. WBSW Radio has listeners and watchers in 25 countries. Dr. Lowe, make it do what it do.
My. God has blessed us one more time to come before you. Really excited to be here with you. This is Dr. Lowe Rinzer D. Smith, the host of The Love Cafe on WBSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. We're coming hard. We're going to make it do what it do tonight. We thank the Lord to allow us to come before you one more time. And at this time, we want to share some things dealing with our real love talk. That's what it's all about. Our brand for the Love Cafe, and I'm so happy to be able to share this with you. It's the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. Because the menu at the Love Cafe allow you to make things happen for you through the knowledge we're trying to share, the interaction we're trying to give an opportunity for each and every one of you to be a part of it. It is awesome, awesome, awesome to be here. Just trying to make sure I get my camera right on one of my devices. We want you to be a part of the show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1. I'll make sure I get you on the line. Then I can allow you to share your thoughts by calling out the last four digits of your cell or your telephone number. Then ask you to give your location. Then you can start chatting with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on the Love Cafe. You also can check us out on the web link. The web link is www.blogtalkradio.com/WBSW Internet Talk Radio. You can tweet the show. You have that opportunity as well. You can tweet the show. And we have several opportunities and several devices you can tweet it on at the Smith Way Production, along with at Lorenza D. Smith 15. Then you have an opportunity to hit us on Dr. Lorenza D. Smith with the number one. On Instagram, we're excited to be partners with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Zeta Phi Sigma Greenbow. With the number 10 is their handle. We're so glad to partner with the brothers of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity. We're just excited to have this chance to come before you and share something hopefully will be important enough that you can take back and think about. It may just boggle your mind, just shake it up. We'll get a chance to do that, and that's what we want to make sure you do that. Also, we're being broadcast on time to time at President.Lorenza D. Smith, which is another Instagram account. You also can catch us on Facebook at facebook.com/DRLDIBird2Smith. See, I'm kind of working with two different devices tonight. I'm trying to create a live video on one of them. Then the other one I have set up where we're able to get at this thing. But I think you're only getting the top of my head right now. But we're going to kind of let you know that we're excited to be here with you, excited to share some things with you and let you know that it's all about making it do what it do. And God has blessed us one more time. Let me give a shout out to Shanice Wells for taking time. Sandra Rockenmore, thank you for taking time to get started with us tonight. So what I want to do is wave at you and let you know I see you on there. Joyful Lady B, thank you for joining us as well. Then we have Kevin Johnson, the brother of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Epsilon Beta Sigma Chapter of Montgomery, Alabama, Hainesville, Montgomery, Alabama. Thank you, brother, for taking time to join us. This is the Love Cafe, and it has a menu that is pleasing to everyone. And we're going to talk about how that menu relates to our title, Why Love Hurts. That's the name of the title for our show tonight. On our menu, you have an opportunity to start off with an appetizer along with the starter, and that's called a lust. And we know we've been in lustful situations. Then you get to the entree. And as you look at the entree, you get excited because it's attraction. And we know to look at someone, maybe the external part of themselves attract you to them. So you get really excited about seeing them. And then you get to the dessert, which is the attachment. You know, if you're at the restaurant, you actually give me a meal, you had your appetizer, you had your entree, now you have some dessert, and you just be like, ooh, this is so good, because it's able to sweeten the pie. Then next you have in the cafe is the beverage, and it's a part of awakening. See, now you are awake and you know this is an opportunity or not. And we're going to talk about, as our title said, why love hurts. You ask yourself, why love hurts? But as we move forth in our show, we want to make sure we share some other things with you as well. We're being aired also on demand on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Kamala, YouTube, as well as Instagram and Blog Talk Radio, which is WBSW Radio, the internet station. We're number one. Also, you can check out this show anytime you want to by going to Google search. Type in WSW Radio, and you'll quickly go to our on-demand episode, and you'll be able to check us out, and we're glad for you to do that. Also, WBSW Radio, the internet station, we're number one, has listeners and watchers in 29 countries. See, God has blessed us to be able to spread globally through the internet station. Some people say, why do you use a local station? I wanted them to know only so many miles that band would expand. But operating out of New York, we're through Blog Talk Radio and our radio station, WBSW, we're heard all over the world. So we're excited to bring the various topics to you, the various subjects we want to talk about, the guests from time to time. We also want to share it with you. We give away more or less trips. We raffle them off. We give away books from the authors who've been on the show, gift cards. We give away vouchers for food, vouchers for gas. We just want to give back, and we just give away cash from time to time. And if you want to register for WBSW Radio Giveaway, you can go to LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. Let me repeat that. LorenzaDSmith15@gmail.com. You can send me your Cash App if you have one, along with PayPal, either one you want to use if you have them, Venmo, Zelle, or any other transactional means. That way I can put you in the raffle based on you sending me with your name attached to it, but also I'll be sending out offerings. Something that come at the time you really didn't expect it to come, but we're going to make sure we get it to you. So let's talk about our title, Why Love Hurt. I'm going to ask you right now, have you ever been hurt by love? Has it hurt you so bad that you're afraid to love? I'm asking that because this is something I want you to consider as we share why love hurts. I want you to think about the last time that love hurt. If it didn't hurt you, that means you truly, truly was not operating from the inner self. See, love focuses on the inner self. That's your heart and your soul. So it's the point where you become so vulnerable, and truly it's nothing wrong, because you never can be in love unless you allow yourself to be vulnerable. So what you need to make sure you do, when you open your heart and your soul up to someone, pray to our Lord and Savior, say, help me make it through. Because he's going to make sure he take care of your heart and your soul. Because that's what pleasing to him. We say, get your heart right. Hey, get your soul right. God will always know you're ready to come home. So what you have to make sure, when you love someone, love from the inner self, not the outer self. See, when we talk about our menu, see, the outer self is the lust. See, when you see the outer, the external part, and you get excited because they may be flexed up, muscles here, nice looking guy, a lady that looks good, nice shape and everything, beautiful face. But it's all about what's in the inner self. And that's why once you understand what love is and what love does, you can go think about why love hurts. You can go back and think about, was I ever hurt? Was I in love and now someone hurt me. Whether it's humiliation, whether it's someone that just constantly abuse you, and they can abuse you not only physically, it can be mentally, emotionally, socially, and spiritually and financially. They can hurt you in many ways. They can humiliate you in many ways. And what you have to keep in mind, when you are truly, truly understanding what love is and what love does, then yes, you may get hurt. But see, you will get a chance to rebound. We call that you have to go through a healing process. If you're not quite healed, you just come out of a relationship that you was hurt and you still angry, you still have the walls up, you're not ready for a new relationship because you've been hurt and you didn't realize that person will do that to you. But the key to this to keep in mind, and I want you to keep in mind that when you love from your inner self, your heart and your soul, it don't hurt so bad because you really know what love is. See, when you love from the external part, then you really don't understand because it's easy to tell you and give you this guilt, I love you. I can tell you that. That don't mean I'm in love with you. When you're in love, that's when you know why love hurts. Let's look at our acronym of love. We want to break it down. We'll start off with the L in love. In this cafe, the L relates to you being able to listen. To be successful in any healthy relationship, you must have listening skills. And those skills are so important for you to be successful. We always say effective communication in a relationship is listen first and talk second. So listening really explain the L in love. Next, we have loyal. See, when you find someone that's willing to be loyal to you and willing to give and be committed to you, you have found the one God is blessing you with. See, we got to understand, we pray that God send us the person that we desire to be in a relationship with. And by desire to be in that relationship, he hears all your desires. He placed that person in your life, and he has to have a connection, or she has to have a connection with you. So keep that in mind when you're talking about having somebody who's loyal, who is with you with thick and thin. They ain't going to never let you down. And that's the person that you can say that I can truly look at the L in love and say, I love that person. The next thing is life. You have to be committed to giving forth. And they must be committed to making sure this life and this commitment for success is a life partner. That's what it is, a life partnership, we call it. We have those stages you go through in any kind of relationship. You'll meet someone and they become your associate. Then you go through the phase of acquaintanceship. Then you step into the phase of friendship. Then you step in the phase of romanticship. Then you move forward to a life partnership. Is that what caused you to be hurt? Because you went through each one of those stages, but it seemed to not work after so many years. So you left with not having a positive outlook on life. So when we're talking about L, not only that we're talking about a life partnership, we're talking about lasting. So the L focused on listening, effective communication, have great listening skills, effective enough to hear what somebody say. Then when you hear it, you'll be able to respond. Then you're able to come to a point where you effectively communicate through whatever compromise or whatever understanding you get out of that. I have a hashtag that communicate for understanding. You got to understand that communicate for it is not F-O-R, it's L-O-U-R, for, L-O-V-E. Communicate with love in your mind and in your heart so you can be able to understand that person you're with. The O and the acronym of love. The O is overcoming. See, when you make a commitment, there are going to be some challenges in that relationship. You have to be able to overcome those challenges together. Sometimes the challenges might come just down on you. But you got to keep in mind, when someone is committed with you, they are all in. They're going to push all their chips to the middle of the table. And whatever happened to you, it happened to them. That old saying, your mess of crap is my crap. My crap is your crap. I ain't said bag it. I said, what's going on with you? It's whatever's going on with you affects me. Whatever's going on with me should affect you. Observe. See, one thing about love, you got to observe those individuals through those tiers of a relationship. I just mentioned the associateship. When you are just trying to find out who the person is, you hear the name, you want to be introduced, that's fine. Then you can move to another step, which is acquaintanceship. And in that acquaintanceship, you have an opportunity truly to be able to get to know that person. Then the next step, so you're talking about dealing with observation and the ability to love and be loved. So your observation is that you want to be able to find out if that person friend worthy, you know, friend worthy, in other friendship, along with romanticship, and along with partnership. These are the things that make up a healthy relationship. So you got to observe that person to see. That's the old, one of the old in the Love Cafe, which is the old acronym. The next one is overlooking. See, we all have faults. So you got to overlook the individual fault because you have a fault as well. The next thing is that alphabet is B. How valuable is this relationship? Along with being valuable, how vulnerable is this relationship? You can't be happy and really find true love till you allow yourself to be vulnerable enough to experience it from your inner self, not from your outer self. I've heard people say, I got walls because I was in such a bad relationship, I've been in such bad relationship, picking the wrong person all the time. It ain't always you looking at the wrong person. My dad always told me, if you the center of attraction, every person you with bears a problem, it is not them. It's your problem. And so you have to keep in mind that when you're ready to be vulnerable, step out there, don't put the walls up. But before you can get into a situation of vulnerability, you have to make sure you heal. And the healing process in the Love Cafe is not overnight. It takes days, takes years, takes months, takes a lifetime. Sometimes we have to allow ourselves to heal, and then we can again be vulnerable to love again. The next word related to the B is virtue. Are you a virtual woman or a man? Are you willing to put forth the effort? Are you going to try to be respectful of the other person? Are you willing to provide and protect? Don't be afraid to do that. And the E in the Love Cafe acronym of love is everything. See, this is what we're talking about. When you're in love, love is what love does. Love makes everything just come so bright and easy and clear to you. Love allows you to have an energy you normally don't have. Love allows you to be encouraged by what's going on. So the encouragement, not only from family members, not only from friends, but for your partner, your significant other, or your spouse. Should be encouragement should be one of the most important things in your relationship or your marriage or whatever it be. Emotion. See, one thing about it, we have to know how to be emotional. See, people are afraid to allow themselves to break down. See, and allow them to enjoy that well-being. See, the only way we can mature in the well-being of emotion is allow yourself to experience the emotional part of yourself. See, you work from the inner self. You don't allow nobody else to work you out from the outer self. You have to keep that in mind. And the excitement is the next E there. How excited you about being in that relationship. You still tell them, I'm excited about being with you. I'm excited about sharing time with you. I'm excited about loving you because I know what love is and what love does. With all of that put together, one of the most important things I want you to remember before we give you the call-in number is remember that all the things like listening, loyal, life, lasting, overcoming, observing, overlooking, valuable, vulnerable, virtue, everything, energy, encouragement, emotion, excitement, it empowers the relationship because it empowers you. We want you to be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last four digits of your cell or telephone number, actually your location. Then you can chat with Dr. Louisa B. Smith, The Love Cafe, the real love talk show that soothes your appetite. And that's what it's all about. All right, let's move forward to why love hurts. I always say it's important that we understand what love is and what love does. When you love, you understand what love is, you definitely know what it can do for you and what it does. Love is seeing a person every day and still missing them when you are apart. That's what love is. Love is listening. You take time to listen and put your listening ears on and use that skill of listening. Love is a state of mind. We got to understand love is what love does. Love can comfort you. Love makes the world go around. So you got to understand you have to have a state of mind and what you believe love is. Love is unconditional. If you're in a relationship or marriage when you got conditions in place, you're not in love. You're in some sense of a partnership or whatever you want to call it, but you're not in a healthy relationship when you allow conditions to be put in place. Love is not for everyone. Everyone is not capable of having love. The best thing for you to do to realize when you understand who you are and whom you are, that you realize that love is not the track you want to go down. See, you have to have self-love. If you can't love yourself, it's hard to love someone else. So we have to keep in mind it's not for everyone. Some of our past relationships have altered because love won for those individuals, even for yourself. See, love is peace. See, when you love unconditionally, you love with peace. You enjoy life. You have happiness. You can experience really what love is then because you'll be at peace. You'll have joy. You have happiness. See, God is ecstatic when he's looking down at you and you have joy in your life. There's a song went many years ago. Joy, joy, joy in my heart. There's joy, joy all around me. And God is happy to see that your inner self, which is your heart and soul, is filled with joy. Your joy for not only him, but for that person that's your commitment. It could be your spouse. It could be your life partner. Whoever it may be, God is happy with your joy from your heart. It resonates with your soul. So we have to keep that in mind. See, joy have a few more things that are important, and we want to truly talk about when we're talking about joy and love work together. See, when you got joy and love, you can have respect for others. When you got joy and love you to admire or admiration for someone. If you got joy and love that's pleasing from our Lord, you care. You are always kind. Love is patient. With that joy coming along, where you can be patient with others. See, love will never servitude or subject you or your partner to hurt, humiliation, or any form of abuse. See, love is humbling, and love is selfless. If you're in a relationship with someone, and they're selfish, and they say, I love you, they have shown themselves. I recommend you run as fast as you can. Love is calm. See, when you're in love, you have a calmness about yourself. So we want to really talk about why love hurts. And we want you to be a part of it by calling in. The call-in number is 347-857-4192. Press 1, and I'll make sure I get you on the line by identifying the last 4 digits of your cell, at your location, your name, that's fine. And then you can chat with Dr. Lorenza D. Smith on WBSW Radio, the internet station number 1, The Love Cafe. Let's talk about why love hurts. We have to really think about this, because when we see things happen to us, when we have opened up and became vulnerable, we had to ask, what is going on that allows us to do this? See, one of the things is when you claim that love has undergone a great transformation, it allows you to choose a romantic partner. It allows you to love your family members. It allows you to love your friends. It doesn't matter about that individuality. See, when you love someone, it can hurt you because you push all your chips to the center of the table. You're all in. And you find out that person might be 80% in and 28% out. They're always looking for something better. It will be revealed to you. So that's why love really hurts. Because when you're in love, your inner self plays a major part, because it's coming from your heart and your soul. It sends a signal to your brain. And in your brain, you can process what's going on. You can process the ability to see things. It processes how things work that connects from yourself to someone else. See, love is all about the emotional part of you, where you allow yourself to let that well-being be available to sometimes be wounded. See, that's why love hurts, because you open up and allows your body to feel someone else. We said this is a temple. Be careful who you let in your temple, no matter how they get in, whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, or financially. They can set up tents. They'll set up a place in your soul that you can't remove. Be careful about who you let into your life. That's why it's so important that you have a great relationship with yourself. See, if you have a great relationship with yourself, you can have an awesome relationship with someone else. It allows you, because you're operating from your inner self, to make the right choice with someone you can be in a romantic relationship with. See, it's the choice sometime of your lifetime. So when you make that choice, and things don't work out. That's when love really hurts. So we have to make sure we be careful. But we know what? It is said to be in love and understand what love does, you have to be vulnerable. You can't be afraid to allow your heart and soul to be open, because you are not going to experience love until you allow that to happen. You can't love them from the external part, because things changes outside. But one thing about inside, your reflection and what's inside going to be reflected out, so people can see who you are. So we have to keep that in mind. We want to give a shout out to Miss Bush, EBS, of Beta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you for taking time to be a part of our show tonight. Reason why love hurts so much. We just said, because when you love from your inner self, when people do not respect you, people treat you in a way that you're not accustomed to, you have a tendency to be really hurt. But some reasons why love hurts so much, see, one of the things, no one can meet the fantasy expectation or the fantastic expectation that you have of perfection. See, we are imperfect people who can do perfected things. We have to understand that. You're looking for somebody who can meet your perfection. So you're looking for somebody that's truly imperfect. We're not perfect people, because we have a lot of flaws. Some of us hide them behind the mask. Behind the Hat Mask Ministry, one of the co-hosts on the show, she talks about the Hat Mask Minister, Denise Stephanie, out of Berkeley, California. People hide behind the mask. Is that you? Because you're afraid you're going to get hurt again. See, we do pick up skills, and not good skills, we get hurt over and over again. So we can't heal because we still think about what that person did to, what those individuals did to me. But you have to heal so you can meet that individual that allow you to be and be a part of perfection. So you have an expectation of it. The next thing is acceptance is difficult. We get to a place in our life where we look for acceptance. Acceptance in our family relationship, acceptance in our friendship, acceptance in our romantic relationship, acceptance in our life partnership, acceptance in our with our cohorts, acceptance in on our job, acceptance in our church. We're trying to look for acceptance, but you need to base that acceptance on what you perceive yourself is. You are imperfect person who can do some perfect things with the help of our Lord and Savior. Just have to keep that in mind. The next thing is you will hurt your part. See, that's one thing we don't realize. We can hurt those individuals just like they can hurt you. So the thing about if you develop skills young in life and never heal from what went through, you can be just gobbling up everybody you encounter. That means you hurt the next person because somebody hurt you. And that ain't acceptable. That's why love hurts so much. The next thing is you doubt whether this person is right for you. If you go into a situation down, that's that intuition inside of you, which is through your heart and soul, telling you that might not be the one for you. And we have to accept the understanding. Kick in for my inner self and say that's not the right one. And we need to take a step back. If you don't and keep going, that's why love hurts so much. The next day, you are anxious. See, you in that lust state. See, you are anxious about the future of your relationship. So you get all excited. You see this as something special. You see that God has blessed you with your desire. But then that other person is not buying in like you buying in. So you get so upset. And you ask yourself, why love hurts so much? Because I was putting all of it in there. And they was only putting part of it in there. But they told me they was all about putting everything in there. It's all about understanding. You get excited about, okay, the future can be great. But they might not be thinking about the same thing you're thinking. But that's the thing about two imperfect people can make a perfect relationship. Just remember that. And the next thing you want to focus on, why does your heart ache when you love someone? See, it's the difference between just being hurt to get angry. You get hurt because that person just mentally just drained you. That person took you because you really love and they mentally taking you from one thing. But when it becomes your inner self, see, that's talking about your heart, because you put your heart in and now it aches. And some good examples of that is when you're experiencing a blend of emotional stress and the stress-induced sensations in your chest. That's what it's telling you. They have affected your heart. It's your muscles tightened because you're getting excited. And your increased heart rate, it is speeding up and moving fast. But you're just standing in one place. You have an abnormal stomach activity. You might be like, oh, my stomach is twisting and turning because I'm getting excited inside. But you got to remember, your heart is there and it plays a major role. It means your heart is now becoming vulnerable and you're ready to get into a imperfect situation. But the bottom line is, if you feel that you are an imperfect person, you will have a perfection of a situation. Just keep that in mind, and that's what it's all about. The next thing we want to focus on, is it true that true love really hurts? We talked about being in love and being how love hurts you. We're talking about reasons why it hurts so much. We're talking about heartache. Now look at, is it true? Because some people doubt it. They doubt it really happened. So let's look at what we can say about, is it true that love hurts? Some people don't believe it hurts, but you have to keep in mind. See, it turned out that it is true. It is normal for love to hurt, because when you allow yourself to be vulnerable, you allow yourself to understand what love is, and you present love to an imperfect person, you have a tendency to allow yourself to get hurt. But it's all right. It might be discomfort for now, and it might be discomfort for many times. But in the bottom of this whole thing, it allows you to transform where you can see things a little bit better. You should take every experience that you had in life and all the relationships, whether you was hurt, abused, whatever, to allow you to now no longer confuse this emotional turmoil with the way life should be. It ain't like that. Man, that's some good in there. Because, see, love is difficult, and too many times we think it's not. And one of the key things about why love is so difficult, see, intimacy is difficult. See, we're not talking about sexual intimacy. We're talking about in a relationship with romance. It is difficult and can be difficult to maintain. See, that's what makes it difficult. So he said, why is love so difficult? Because of the intimacy, because you're working from your inner self. You're putting all of it in. And that other person is one of them that may not be willing to do that. You see, you're talking about in your heart, in your mind, your intimacy is all about your closeness to someone. And your closeness is all about your emotions. It's all about physical It's all about spiritual, and it's also about mental well-being. We have to remember, in a relationship, it is overwhelming to handle all this at one time. So you might not be able to handle all the well-being. You can be rehearsed. You can be working hard to get in order in all of the five well-being, to have a healthy relationship and function in this world. You must be able to be mature physically. You've got to be mature mentally. You have to be mature emotionally. You have to be mature spiritually. You have to be mature financially, so you can deal with all the things that come at you. See, you have to be able to recognize what true love is. See, when true love comes by, you'll feel that intimacy. And that intimacy becomes difficult because you spend so much time trying to perfect that relationship. And when you spend that, you become overwhelmed in trying to handle all what's going on. See, it's tough, but you can do it. And when I say you can do it, because here's some signs you need to look out for. These are some signs of true love. See, once you recognize that you are an imperfect person looking for perfection in love, you need to be able to see the signs. And here's a list of signs that will be important. One of the signs that is so important when you meet someone special, one of the signs is they are patient. See, you can tell that from the beginning. They are patient enough to want to go through the process of finding love. See, love has to be found. You have to work on it. See, love itself should never leave you feeling rushed. Should never rush to be to the point where some people tell you you have to be intimate and, you know, 90 days, you know, that 90-day rule. See, when love is in place, you can be patient because God is blessing you with the ability not only to just be available for that, but he's blessing you with an opportunity to build on your well-being with that person. Work on your physical, emotional, mentally, spiritual, and financial well-being so you can truly be able to deal with this difficult situation. The difficult situation is intimacy. See, where everybody asks that, what about sex is intimacy? It is not always that. I just gave you the well-being. See, your intimacy, when you are mastering those five well-being, your intimacy come into play, you can understand it a little bit better. And that's what it's all about. Be patient. Don't rush, because you can't get there any faster than God desired you to be there. The next thing, those individuals you meet are kind. See, kindness is measurable. See, that's what we got to remember. Some people are kind, but in the process of them being kind, you can measure their kindness. You can measure how kind they are. They are kind not only to you, because it's kindness in your heart. You're kind to everybody around. The next thing is they are understanding. They understand it because they listen when they say. The art of listening is something they have mastered. And they, when they communicate with you, they allow you to talk, then they listen. See, their listening skills are in place. That tells you they can understand what you're sharing and what you're talking about and what you're acting for and your feelings. It says communicate for, which is communicate with love, so you can have understanding. Here we go with that thing about love, because it said, why love hurt? Because you understand that when you communicate by listening first and talking second, being able to compromise, being able to be compassionate, being able to be committed, it allows you to understand what true love is and how to deal with the hurt. The next thing, when you meet someone, you can tell the sign they show to you is genuine, when a person is authentic, when a person says, keep it real, you know they ain't fake. And you know that's a sign, that's a possibility that can be true love. They are genuine. Give a shout out to Derek Cummins, member of Phi Beta Sigma Fraternity Incorporated, Beta Phi Sigma chapter out of Greenville, Alabama. Thank you, brother Derek, for joining us, along with Shalanda L. Tanner, a member of Zeta Phi Beta Sorority Incorporated. Thank you so much. The last thing that's so important when you meet someone special, and it's a sign of true love, that is, they are loyal. When I was reading off and sharing with you the acronym of love, one of the words that came under the letter L was loyal. See how important and recognize. In the Love Cafe, we want you to be loyal listeners and watchers. But we want you to be loyal in your relationship. When you're loyal, you can be committed. You can give an effort. You know the effort you're giving will allow you to be successful. Nothing comes free. Nothing is handed to you, especially when we're talking about love. You don't want it to be handed to you. You don't want it easy. Because it's easy, you think you got perfection because of the external part. Because, oh, they look good. They pretty. But that inside is so sour. And it'll show itself. And we say when it show itself, you got to run. Run as fast as you can. Because when God bless you with the right one, you're going to be able to see through some of the things that kept blindness on your eyes. Because he's going to open it up from your inside, which is your heart and soul, to make you feel powerful. One of the brothers, and I want to give a shout out to a really good friend, go back many, many years when I first started out, he was over in the same county coaching. None other than Coach Elston Turner, Sr., a member of Omega Psi Phi Fraternity Incorporated. Thank you, Elston, Coach Turner, for being a part of this tonight. And it's right. Love is so powerful. Work must be put in, he said. You had to put it in motion. We're talking about you being loyal. We're talking about being committed. That's what love is all about. It's giving the effort to be successful. And that's what you have to do. We've talked about true love. See, there's another side. Everybody says there's a difference between true love and real love. True love, you say, it comes from your heart and your soul. Because you've given your heart and soul to recognize true love. But some of the things in real love are the same as in true love. Quickly, we want to run down those right quick. See, when you have real love, you feel safe. Safe. The vulnerability, no matter what you open your heart up to, you feel safe with that person. That's love. See, we can say love is safe. Love is feeling safe. What does it love do for you? Makes you feel safe. That's what real love is. See, love, again, is communication, which is listening. Put your listening ears on. Increase that skill. Enhance that skill of listening. Not always talking. Effective is so important. Also, being able to acknowledge your difference instead of trying to change yourself or change someone else. Acknowledge that in the relationship there's some difference. Real love says, okay, I know we have individuality. Let's talk about it. Let's come to a compromise. Let's not run around and I'm going to do it my way and you do it your way. We're together. We're one. We ask God when, if you're married or considering the commitment of marriage, about to get married, remember, ask God to provide you with an opportunity to be a part of the triple core, which you are. Because it's pleasing. God is inviting people to get married. Because he knows two of the souls, two of his children that come together become one. The triple cord is God is one of the cords. Your cord and your significant other or your wife to be the cord, or husband to be, come together. Wrap with all the faults, all the challenges, all the things that you got to overcome. And he brings you in to be one. And he's the head. So you have to acknowledge that there are some differences that you have and they have. Instead of trying to change. You're trying to change yourself to be accepted and you're trying to change other people. That person can only change if they want to. See, real love is always about not so much change, is being able to adjust. See, love is about adjusting. It's not about being hard-headed, I'm going to do it my way, and I don't care what anybody says. I'm going to do it my way. Okay, that's fine. You may do it your way, but I want you to keep that in mind. Let me give a shout-out to Chuck McCall. How you doing, Chuck? Fam, I'm going to say fam of Bowling, the descendant of a Bowling. So we'll give a shout out to the Bowling clan. Chuck McCall, how you doing, cuz? Thank you so much. The next sign that allows you to recognize real love is you can easily communicate that person. You can communicate easily with them. It's not a fuss. It's not an argument. There's laughter. There's smiles. There's jokes. Sometimes we keep our guard up so much because of our past relationships and all the damage and the abuse we went through. We ain't quite healed yet enough to see real love. They are able to encourage you to do your own thing. See, if you don't have anybody that's, in, like we said in the E, the acronym of love, the E in the cafe, we was talking about that. We're talking about love. E is encouragement. See, when people encourage you, they empower you. And you not just empower for yourself, but you empower for both of you because you're one. The next thing is you trust each other. See, that's real love when you can trust that person. See, it's hard to trust anybody else if you don't trust yourself. See, everything starts with self. When I talk about the well-being of life, that you operate from day to day, trust falls in there. Honesty falls in there. Self-love falls in there. Communication falls in there. Connection falls in there. Compassion falls in there. All of them fall in place to allow you to be successful. But it's a self-promise that you got to have for yourself to do these things and allow yourself. See, that's how you know what real love is. And you can experience real love. You make an effort. See, you have to make an effort to be successful. You have to make an effort to have a healthy relationship. You have to make an effort, which is 110% in this marriage, if you want it to succeed. Nothing is automatic. You have to work at it. A marriage is 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. People I see posting about, this is my anniversary. Some of them said my 55th anniversary. I know my dad and mom was 55 years old. Mom deceased and left here. Transition. But some people be posting on Facebook. But just think what the effort had to be put in so they could get to 42, 32, 12, 6 months, 1 year, whatever it may be. You got to put the work in. If you want some good to come out of it, put the work in. We're all competitive. We all like challenges. Because we know we can put the work in and put the effort in. As Coach Turner said, it's powerful because love is powerful. You got to put the effort in. You must put the effort in so you can be successful. And the last one, I have kind of touched on at least one of them. You know you can be collaborative or compromised. See, love and a successful relationship is based on you collaborating with your spouse. Y'all working together. Compromise is if y'all at a point you may disagree, but agree to disagree. If it's something you need to talk about and y'all have to talk about it, come up with a compromise. Those C's are important. It's important for you to be successful from your inner self. All of the C's there, I say it's four, it might be five, you may have six. But you got to be able to communicate. You have to be committed. You have to compromise. You have to have compassion, fulfill the connection. You have to be consistent. These are the things that make a relationship successful. So you ask the question, and we ask it, why love her? Because are you putting it all in? Are you feeling safe with that person? Are you able to listen to that person? How are your listening skills? Are you understanding or acknowledging that there are differences with each other? We both bring our individuality to and our experience to a relationship and to a marriage. These are things we have to make sure we're able to communicate. It's been awesome tonight. I'm so glad each and every one of you all have joined us. We definitely went a little bit over the time, but it's all right. God has blessed us with an opportunity to share something with you. I want to apologize to those individuals on Facebook. It's only getting to the top of my head, but that's all right. I'm getting the best part. Thank you so much. And as we get ready to close out, I hope something was shared this evening about why love hurts. Think about the menu. Think about the appetizer that started with the love. Did your relationship start off with the lust? Are you lusting now? Hoping that you can get to the entree. The entree is that attraction. And after getting there and finding out through all the steps and the tears of a relationship, you can now get to the dessert. Dessert is that you date to marry and marry to date. And the dessert is the marriage. That's the commitment. But after that, you got to marry and continue to date to be successful. So love hurts if you're not willing to put the ring. But you must know what love is and what love does. It's been awesome being here with you tonight. God has blessed us one more time. I want to tell you from my heart, truly, I love you. I love you. You're special. You're part of our listening and watching audience all over the world. As we said at the beginning of the show, 29 countries are viewing, checking it out, or listening. See, God is good. This is a vision from 2017. God blessed me to put something together. I'm going to give you what you need. I want you to just take time and do a talk show. At the time, I was broadcasting out of Blog Talk Radio out of New York. However, he blessed me to be able to bring all the technology together, all the social media, so we're now an internet station. God is good all the time. All the time. He's good. Okay, I love you from my heart. Dr. Lorna D. Smith, the host of the Love Cafe, WDSW Radio, the internet station, and we're number one. Hashtag responsible. Be responsible. There's a lot of things going on. We still have a pandemic going on. Some people want to make it an endemic, but it hasn't got there yet. I have a sister that called me. She's been down with COVID for the last 6-7 days. It's a tough challenge on a national level. The president and his wife both has contracted that. Many others have as well. May not be you, but it's still in action. Protect yourself and your family. That's the key to being responsible right there. Hashtag communicate for understanding. Your core is love. Always be able to put your listening ear, use those skills, and be able to articulate to people what you have on your mind and from your heart. Keep on grinding. It's all about the effort. As Eternal said, it's all about the effort. Put the work in. Put it in motion. Don't talk about it. Be about it. Don't talk the talk there. You're ready to walk the walk. Hashtag make it do what it do. And it's so important that we understand that. Make it do what it do. Hashtag is a mindset. We just said, for you to look at it, it's all about a mindset. It's a state of mind. We give a shout out to Only the Frat. Give them a shout out. Thank you so much for joining us. Only the Frat. We'll give them a wave. Hashtag, we got this. No matter what you do, what you say, we got this. We're going to make it do what it needs to be done. Make it do what it did. God is so good. He's truly a blessing. And as I close out, I got to do it all my show. Hope you have an awesome weekend. There's some kickoff of football. If you're a football fanatic or fan, got some games this weekend. Check them out. Give a shout out to Alabama State University. It's traveling over to Atlanta. Take on Howard University and Georgia State University Stadium, Old Colonel Field. Go there and check that out if that's where you want to put your meat in the sea. You see me, I'm proud to be of Old Mother Beef. Proud enough to go there, and now we're over there as well. The game will be televised, so check it out on ESPN, as well as the other games that are going on. It's getting kicked off, football. We got high school games that are going on tonight and all through the weekend. But I just want you to remember, on the Love Cafe, we offer things that hopefully soothe your appetite. And as we close out like we always do, I want you to know this, because it's so important that you hear me when I leave. But before I do that, check us out on Monday, Talking Real to You Prime Time at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. It's just talking about plain life issues. We're going to talk about what's going on in the community, blah, blah, blah. So thank you so much for taking part in this tonight. And I'm going to say it truly from my heart. I love you. It ain't a thing you can do about it. Have an awesome rest.